New Zealand's falling literacy levels have come as no surprise to those who run our school libraries. A Ministry of Education report this week showed the reading capability of the country's Year 5 students has dipped. We now rank 32 out of 50 in an international study. Glenys Bicken is the president of the School Libraries Association of New Zealand, Aotearoa, and joins us now. Morena.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Now, you must have an interesting perspective on this. From a librarian's perspective, it must be worrying that this reading level is dipping.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we can see that the stats prove that. We also know that Stuart McNaughton put out a report saying that our 15-year-olds are really struggling as well. I think 28% of them said they think reading is a waste of time. So, you know, we think in school libraries that we've got a fairly decent answer to that, but our library services have been cut within schools.
So in terms of libraries and their role in schools and their prominence inside schools, is that still as relevant as it has ever been?
It depends on the individual school. So for my school, for example, yes, it is. It's a well-respected, well-used, well-resourced library. But for many schools in New Zealand, the libraries are really struggling. So last week, for example, I had 10 emails outlining huge difficulties that they're going to be facing in 2021 regarding staffing cuts, budgeting cuts, and loss of classroom space. So it really depends on the school principal and the school board as to how much they value the library in their school space.
And I suppose some schools need to use their libraries for classrooms if they're struggling with population growth.
Depends how creative the school really is. I mean, my own school is struggling for space, but they won't touch the library. They've used other places, other areas. Some people are using foyers, some people are using school halls. So I think one problem we've got is a whole bunch of principals are just seeing the library as an easy answer, but not understanding the huge impact and relevance the school library can have, especially on impacting literacy rates within a school.
So if that's one issue. The other is getting kids to pick up books and read, and with all the other competing interests and TikTok and whatever. What is the trick there, do you think, in trying to encourage more kids to read?
Yeah, I think there are two issues. One is that, you know, many libraries are running a device-free system where kids are not allowed to use devices, and the issuing stats in those libraries are incredibly high. I think the other problem is a lot of schools are trying to source their libraries with very low minimal book budgets. So, you know, when you've got a school that has no budget for 2 years or have had their budget slashed in half, or a school that tells you they're buying a lawnmower instead of books, you're not getting the new hot titles into your school library, and therefore the kids can't access them. And that report was very clear that access to books enhances reading enjoyment, which makes reading achievement possible. But I think what we've seen is that these increased devices decrease libraries and therefore dropping literacy. So somehow we have to fund our libraries better, school libraries better, to get those books into those schools that the kids want to read.
Yeah, that's interesting you mentioned the hot titles. So because they do sweep through, don't they, the 13-story treehouse and the David Williams books and these sort of things become very popular. Do you have enough of those on access so you can get the kids, you know, when they are cool, into it?
Yeah, absolutely. And in my role in my library is I want to have those books before the local Paper Plus does so that kids know they can access them from the school library. And I run a high school library, but I've got all those books and I've just ran my stats, and they're the hottest books that high school students are taking out because they feel safe reading them. They're accessible literacy to those students. And it's up to, you know, a well-trained, passionate school librarian to know what the kids are reading and make sure that they've got them in their collection. And when they do, they read them.
And that then comes back to the value of librarians. And do you think there is enough credit given there?
No, definitely not. And I think, you know, we constantly hear stories of my principal doesn't come into our school library or the teachers don't use the library like they should. But you've got, you know, professionally trained, you've got passionate, you've got dedicated librarians. And I said to someone the other day, our library is like a, you know, I've got Christmas presents that people don't want to unwrap. And so we really need to encourage our teachers, our staff to come and use the library because we've got the goods. They need to access them more.
Glenys, thank you very much for that. Glenys Bicken there, the president of the School Libraries Association of New Zealand, Aotearoa.